Hi guys, welcome to Let's Talk Podcast. I am your host, Jifa Ogunetiga Divine. We're excited that you join us on this journey where we'll talk about exciting topics, issues happening in our 21st century today. We'd love to give special shout out to our sponsor, Jefasco Drink Depot, located at Ibeju Lekki Adeba opposite slot. Their contacts and their location will also be displayed on the screen. Today we have special guests in our midst, but before we go into that, make sure you subscribe, share and comment. You can comment the topic you want us to talk about. As I said, we have special guests in our midst. Our first guest today is Miss Kishi, who is a public relations student. She's a content creator, a UGC creator, and also she's working in one of the biggest PR company in Nigeria. Hi, Kishi.
Hi.
Thank you for coming.
I'm so excited to be here.
And also we have Mr. Chiso, who is an entrepreneur, a photographer, and also a content creator. Hi, Chiso.
Hi.
Welcome to Let's Talk Podcast.
Thanks.
We're happy that you're here. And lastly, we have Mr. Clement, who is a financial associate and also a music minister. Hi, Clement.
Hello, Jifa.
How are you doing today?
Thank
How
are
you guys
me.
Doing?
Very well.
Well, we hope you're excited to be here.
Really? Yeah. Okay. I am personally.
Thank you. So today we're going to be talking about something very, very interesting. And my topic is relationship with parents in the 21st century. A lot of us out there, we don't have solid relationship with our parents. And it's really, really sad. Because tell me why you're going through something and you go and ask AI, AI, I'm depressed. What can I do? Maybe a guy broke your heart. And the next thing you could do, you need to go and meet your mom. Next thing you do, AI, a guy broke my heart. And your parents are there. That's your parents, they don't only provide financial support. They also provide financial, emotional, physical support. We should know the importance of our parents. Having been said that, I have a question for Mr. Clement. Do you think it's more important for parents to be actively involved in their child's life or to give them independence?
Okay, so I think there is a need for balance here. Yeah, because it's not just the money. You also need to have the ability to support them. So if you as a child, you are, you know, in a very compromising situation, you need to be able to reach out to your parents. You need to be able to reach out to either your mom or your dad that this is what is going on. And so if they want to be actively involved, give them the chance. So, but you know, some parents might actually mess up that chance. So You as a child also need to have the ability to know when to stop sharing some information with them. So I'm not saying you should not be all out. I'm not saying you should not, you know, get them involved in some of these things. But parents naturally wants to be in there. Like 100%.
Are you sure? Parents of this era, everybody's looking for money.
They want to be there. For real. Like they
I
want
don't
to they
so.
Want
yeah.
to let me make this clear. They want to know. See, they might not, you know, show it and say, hey, come, what is going on with you? Some parents will not leave you out there and just say, go and do
so
your
they just
thing.
Want to do amebo about your life.
Yeah. They just want to
hear. Like,
you understand? They just want to hear. So some might now from, you know, hearing your story, hearing what you're going through, you know, now put in some effort into helping you. Why some will just be like, it's your problem, just deal with it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I actually believe there needs to be a balance.
You think parents who work 9-to-5 job, they are actively involved in their child's life?
9-to-5?
Yes.
I don't think it's about the timing here. Because after 6, and go.
Traffic, Lagos traffic.
Okay, after 10. So, you know what we talk about, what we say often, that you create time for who you love.
Yeah.
I've had situations where, a very recent one. I was coming from work. I think it was on Wednesday. So I closed late at work. I was in traffic around past 9 to 10. My mama could not sleep till I got home. You understand? So
that's
you actually
so nice.
Create time for who you love. So when they actually want to be there, you see them there.
They'll be there. And I feel like if the children are younger, don't they go to school? Like, while me, I'm at work for my 9-to-5, my children will be in school. That's for like the younger children.
Okay, what about the youth? 18, 19, 20?
I mean, if you you're 20, there's a chance you might also be working a bit, maybe remotely or just like gigs and stuff. And besides, when you guys come back, you can like bond and stuff.
Is that true? Are we making excuses?
No, I'm bringing possible ways you can find time to bond. Yes, you have a 9-to-5. That's understandable. You have to like provide for the family. But you also have to think of like what happens after the 9-to-5. Do you just go to bed, say you're tired, eat and sleep?
When you mean bond,
mm-hmm.
what type of bond when they come back?
It could be something as simple as watching a movie, to be very honest. It could be
watching a movie.
You guys are in the parlor watching cringe African magic movies. It could be something like that. You guys relating to it and abusing them and abusing the storyline. That could create a form of like bond or like something you have in common. Okay. You guys would be laughing at the characters and the people together, like that could create something.
For many Gen Z now, nobody wants to sit down and watch African magic.
Actually.
Okay, so I also think that even in that space of 9-to-5, see, if phone is not just there to surf internet and all that, pick up your phone. And if you also as a child, you don't put in deliberate effort to reach out to your parents, mm-hmm. sometimes you just need to go out of your way to call them. Yeah, you might be busy. Yeah, things might be going on. Call them. So it might just be for a minute.
That calling thing, one thing I've noticed is, personally, okay, don't say personally, for people that don't have close relationships with their parents, it's so awkward.
Yeah.
Because I can't be doing it. The conversation will literally last just 3 minutes. How are you?
Morning.
I'm fine, sir. How was your day? Fine. And then you call the caller and then you feel so awkward after. Then like, okay, why did I even call in the first place?
I hope that you also learn from this as well. Because I can actually go, I don't know.
You can go on and on talking to your parents.
Especially my mom.
Even my dad.
Really?
Even my dad. Yeah, for
that's
you.
Very, that's
yeah.
very nice.
Yeah, one of you are lucky. Like 1%. Trust me.
Even my dad for you. So I it's just a beautiful thing. Just it's a beautiful thing for you.
Honestly, it's our imagination.
So are you guys saying 80% of African parents are actively involved in their child's life?
80%.
Yes. 80% is too high. Too high.
50%.
50% is too high.
Are you sure?
Actively
involved.
Actively.
What if they're actively involved, they're giving them money, anything you request for? You think that
money is too material?
Then they are not active. That's like partial. That's just like a requirement.
The money is just entering the account.
So if your father is just giving you money, you want the love from him, not just the money.
Do you really know?
Please don't.
No, I don't know.
The money is important, but the love is more important.
In this Gen Z era,
I'm not at this point in my life. If nobody should judge me, at this point in my life, if somebody used to say, okay, Kishi, choose like very close bond, a very close relationship with your father, or choose like insane amount of money. When I say insane, I mean insane. I mean, trust me, I'm choosing the money. I'm not going to lie. Like, it sounds bad. Okay, it sounds harsh. Bad, yes. I hope my dad does not see this. I really hope he does not see this. But really, I'm going to choose the money. I'm so sorry. But like,
to be honest, bond brings out more money.
You understand? Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Bond brings out more money. Like, one day they can just say, I'm not sending you money again.
Because when I think about the you know, depth meaning of active, it means sacrifice. See,
sorry, your dad, I'm so sorry. How many siblings do you have?
4.
Okay. Plus you, that's 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, daddy would do something and you would be like, oh my God. Was daddy around for your, what do you call this thing student do? Matriculation.
Matriculation, okay.
It was around.
Yes, it was.
That kind of thing.
No.
What does that mean? Like,
not in my
what?
Sight.
You understand? So sacrifice.
You're saying you choose your dad coming for your matric than like 1 million naira.
No, that's hold on.
Me, I've actually choose that.
You choose your dad coming for your matric.
Because it's going to give me the 1 million naira.
Exactly. That's what I said.
So I will choose it.
Comes with more.
Honestly.
Okay, sure. Okay. But we can also just put it in consideration that everybody's family is different.
Yeah. I mean, the money is important, so yeah, you understand. It is, actually.
Do you think parents that have 6 children, do you think they can be actively involved in their child's life?
Every one of them.
6 yes, or 10 or possible. 7.
Yes.
It's not possible.
No, it's possible.
It's not possible.
One more than the other, or some more than the other.
Some more.
Okay. Yeah.
Especially if they have like more interests in common. It's like some more than the other.
Okay.
That kind of situation.
Okay. So let's go to our next question. Are parents today more focused on raising successful children or happy children?
Successful.
Success.
Yes.
With success comes happiness. Right.
You can be successful and not be happy.
Yes, it's true. You can be successful and not be happy. You have to be happy first.
You can have money and you are not happy.
Successful.
See, this actually boils down to career and what you want to do. And maybe talent. Yeah, let me say career and talent. So you go to school, study this, and what you really want to do is to be a singer. So even though okay, let me use myself as an example. Even though as an accountant, that brings money. But am I really happy? With the money, yes. With the job and all that, no.
You don't like your job. You don't like your job.
My manager might watch this later. So, I would say I really would love to sing and all that. So you actually, when you do what you love, and when I say what you love, maybe talent or what you know how to do best, you actually derive joy doing that. You understand? Some of our celebrities out there actually choose what they love, and that brings them money.
What I believe is that do what makes money. Then with the money you make, like, make enough money to fund your hobby.
That's basically what everyone's doing.
That's what everyone's trying to do.
Yeah. A lot of parents most parents, they want to force you to do what you don't want to do. Like, let's say, my father now, let's say he wants me to study medicine. And me, I don't have the passion of studying medicine. And I go to the school at the end of the day, do medicine for him, but I'm not happy. And I'm making money, but I'm not happy.
Your money that you have. See it as like investment. See it as like capital for what you actually want to do. Because if you want to be a singer, there's a chance that your parents will don't want to support your dream. They're not going to give you the financial means.
Yes.
So what are you going to do? Make the money doing what they want to do. So you're both making money. You're both pleasing them. And once the money comes, diverge. Do what you want to do.
What about students that now go to school and they don't care? They just bring nonsense results home because they're not studying what they want to.
That's where the complications come.
The punishment for the parents now.
That's the point where.
What do you mean?
It's their punishment. You made me do what I don't want to do.
I feel like they should speak out. Don't you think they should speak out?
I'm sure.
To walls. Your parents already forced you to do something. You're not speaking out for anything.
I feel like you should fight for your rights.
Majority actually do fight. They try.
This part of the world.
This is Nigeria. You have rights.
This is called Nigeria. We don't have rights. Rights and all that is for the government to handle. With your parents, you don't have no rights.
Not all, really.
No. Naturally.
Because me, personally, I don't know. I'm so happy. Even if I may not have the closest relationship with them. One thing they do is like, they're very supportive. Like, even if I come, if I stand up to them and be like, oh, I want to become a singer, I'm pretty sure they may talk to me. They will sit me down, make sure I'm in the right headspace. And then if they see that, okay, I'm being serious, then they'll actually support me. So I feel like I don't really relate to the whole talking to walls thing. But yeah. I don't know. Sorry, guys.
Sorry. So parents, please, don't just focus on raising successful children. You can be successful and you're not happy. Please, let's try to balance the two. Let's be successful and be happy.
Yeah.
My third question is, can a child with strict parents still grow up to be rebellious? And if so, what factors contribute to this? Yes, Achiso.
Ha! Rebellious. The most rebellious children are from the strict ones.
I disagree. My parents are very strict and I'm not rebellious.
Are you sure?
Very, very strict.
Okay, let me give you a percentage. 99% of the most rebellious
that's too high.
From strict parents.
No.
Not really.
Let's say 80.
80 is too
80
small.
80 is even too much.
80 is too small.
80 is too much.
You will take 90%. From the experience I've had one-on-one with these people,
I feel like life is a choice. One,
they will do two at all cost.
No.
But the ones that are free, they start at such an early age.
No. The ones that are rebellious, they look at the ones that are free and they want to continue doing.
Yeah.
Ones that are that have strict parents, let's say throughout secondary school, your parents are very strict. During that period of secondary school, you're very like, you cannot do much. It was when you got freedom that you started like going out and doing stuff. But the kids that their parents were not strict with them, right from that age, they're already doing things that they should not be doing at that age. And it will keep on dragging because it's a norm to them.
Definitely.
Like, they see it as something normal, but most of the time it's not.
I feel like the environment which they grew up in also contributes, because if your parents are strict and they don't allow you to do some things, you're looking at your friends. Mm-hmm. They're telling you, do this thing, do this thing, do this thing. It contributes to what you do.
I feel like you should have a say in everything you do. I feel like life is a choice. I have strict parents and I'm telling you, I've never for once attended anybody's birthday party. I've never for once gone out for outing with friends.
Same.
And I'm not rebellious. Sure. I'm doing well.
You're the 1% that we're looking for now. An example of the 1% they're looking for.
One thing that I really like that my parents did is they have this mentality of there is time for everything.
Yes, my parents.
Like,
do.
When I was in secondary school, I don't go out. I don't do stuff. But now that I'm in uni, I would literally just call my mom. Okay, mommy, I'm going to my friend's party. I'm going somewhere. She'd be like, okay, what time? Be safe. Because she feels like I'm at that age already. Mm-hmm. But when I was younger, I could not do that. But as I'm growing up, there are things that I can do now that she won't really be very, I don't know, strict about it. Like currently now, my ex died. If when I was in, I don't know, maybe even SS3, I told myself that, oh, I'll tell my mom that I'm dying. My mom would be like, okay, it's not possible. Like, I would look at myself like, are you crazy? But now that I'm growing up and I'm like maturing, she feels that I'm matured enough to like make responsible decisions. Okay. That's how my parents are, so actually.
So I think we Gen Z's actually have a way of... let me say twisting words. Okay, because what I want to say is that I think strict here actually means discipline.
Gen Z, they don't understand that one.
That is what I just said. Because and you know, as the way my dad brought me up is definitely different from the way you guys are brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Yeah. So, and they actually don't see that as them being strict. What they have in their brain and mind is, I'm trying to train up my child. I'm trying to bring him up. I'm trying to bring her up. So when we say, guy, I was stubborn. I can't actually say it was a few years ago. I'd say, my dad, I don't use the word strict. Now we care that he talks and my papa would be strict. You understand? But now I don't say that. What I just say is that he actually brought us up the right way. So I changed the word. That he was discipline. He was just trying to, you know, bring us up the right way, to train us the right way. So when our parents would do something, and in our own mind, we'd just be like, this man just wicked.
Honestly. Just wicked. But like right now that you're older, is there anything you felt, and you have the knowledge of what you have, is there anything you felt he did that you think was excessive? Like, yes. All in the name of discipline.
Yeah.
There are, right?
Yeah. Okay. Now, he flogged me, guy. I'm telling you the truth.
And I feel like what people don't understand is that parents that flog their children, the children might grow up to be like responsible people.
Yeah.
And people that do not flog their children use other means like words and other gentle things. They can also grow up to be.
Yeah. The words cannot be gentle.
Honestly.
They're like, cause me now, since they gave birth to me, and now my dad has beat me only once in my life. My mom has beat me maybe like just like 4 or 5 times, except the occasional she'll twist my ear, she'll knock my head. And to be very honest, I don't consider myself indisciplined. Like, I'm okay, I'm thriving, I'm working, I'm studying, I'm learning. I don't know you personally, but I feel like, let me say Jifa now, we are doing the same thing, kind of. Like, there's no like so much distance between our lifestyles, but like our upbringing was still different. Doesn't that say something?
I have a friend. I have a colleague like that too. Olawale. I think we talked about something like this, and he said, "Papa never beat me before." And I just look my eyes. Look at you.
I don't think I can say that for myself.
It's just, I feel it's just, you know, a different approach or technique. And same results. I mean, let's just let them be better. Because every one of us will go out into the society and just look at some, I mean, you should be able to relate. You look at some of your friends and be like, I say they don't train you at all.
Honestly, I always feel that way every day.
You know,
and I'm like, thank you, daddy, for being strict.
You understand
the way they talk and the way they talk,
the way they type on the internet. That's a new topic on his own.
For you.
A friend of mine was like, when she's in school, she does not call her parents. I'm like, why? I said they are too strict. They are too annoying. I'm like, I call my mom every blessed day, every day, and I talk to my dad on WhatsApp every day, and I'm like, please, it doesn't mean your parents are strict. You should not have relationship with them.
Yeah.
As Clement said, the word strict actually should be divert to discipline. They are trying to make sure that you don't turn out to mad people in society. Yeah. Because a lot of mad people in society. And their madness now, they have taken it to social media. Please, nobody should come for me.
People will come for me.
Do parents' expectations and pressure always lead to excellence, or can they sometimes have negative consequences?
Come again, please.
Do parents' expectations and pressure always lead to excellence, or can they sometimes have negative consequences?
I think at this time, parents' expectations are meant to be high, but it's getting too high. I feel like it's getting too high.
It's not too high. The child will not want to work hard.
No, it should be high, but not too high. Because the children of nowadays, they're just like this.
Let me ask you a practical question. For you to define what 2 high is. Okay. Is getting a first class 2 high?
Okay.
If you consider that was 2 high of expectation.
When you look at the person in question. Okay, if you look at me in question, asking me to get the first class is too high.
Why? It's too high. It's not because you're shaking yourself.
I'm not saying anything bad about myself, but like, looking at me and telling me to get the first class. Like, daddy, what are you telling me?
I also think it's kind of relative because, I mean, getting a first class for me too, you are dreaming. Dad, you are dreaming. You are dreaming.
I'm not saying.
No, I'm not saying I can't.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you
can't. What about my social life? Okay, so.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm not saying.
Imagine going to your father in a school, because I attend Babcock University. Imagine going to your father who spends almost 22 million naira. And you sit down with him and you say, daddy, you want me to get a first class?
What do
my
you mean? So
life?
Second class students offer, they are not good.
What do you mean? Imagine looking your daddy in your eye. I think sweating and paying 2 million.
Calm. I think the goal is everybody to come out in flying colors.
Every parent's dream is for their child to be the best. Is that such a bad thing?
To be the best.
It is not.
First class students, they are not working. Most first class students now, they don't work. So what are you saying?
So I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm not saying our parents out there should not have that expectation. I mean, do. Because when I become a parent, so, because I want you to.
Imagine.
No, calm. Let me land. I mean, I just don't want you to fail. Just do well. You understand? Just do well.
I feel like you should not tell your child, oh, bring first class home.
No, I mean, that's
just keep on encouraging your child to do it.
I'm telling you.
And whatever he brings, he brings.
So if you have the expectation, if you have that expectation as a parent, just you can just keep it to yourself. You understand?
Are you serious?
No, I'm not saying you should not. Just encourage them.
Because
I've never actually heard something like this before, where somebody would say, "This is weird, you guys. I'm so sorry."
No, hold on. Hold on.
So you're saying words? You know, expectations can come in. Like you can like tell your children your expectation through like words of encouragement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in a way, in a sense where you're telling your child, oh, I don't really expect first class, what does that tell to the child? Why would the parents say that?
No.
You don't need to say that.
No parent would say
so. Don't say you don't expect. I'm not saying, like now if I'm talking to my child and I'm giving the person expectations, like what I want you to do, I can't say, I don't expect you to get first class.
You don't, mm-hmm. No, I don't.
I'll tell you.
So you just don't talk about it.
Touch. You don't necessarily.
See, like you said, see, and I think approach is approach actually matters. Mm-hmm. You understand? So I don't think, okay, maybe strict parents. Let me use the word strict now. Would sit you down and say, see, if you do not get first class, this school you are going, are we? Yeah. You understand? That that's extreme. So, but true words of encouragement. You know, I know you can do it.
Exactly.
You understand? I know when you get there, you do better. Mm-hmm. I know your last semester result was perfect, was fine. Mm-hmm. But I know you. The same way, may
I
give
I feel like you're going to be a good father.
I don't think so. I don't think so. No offense.
What do you
mean?
You don't think so?
Yes.
Sprinkle a bit of fear.
Of fear, children.
No.
Not in this era. Not in this era.
I would never do that to my child.
I mean, I'm not saying threaten your child. If you don't get first class, I'm removing you from school or something like that. Okay, it can even be what they call it.
You're
reward.
Saying your dad told you to.
Basically. Yeah,
it can be a reward.
Yeah. So you're saying that your dad, when you were entering school in 100 level, mm-hmm. you must bring first class home. Is that what he told you?
That was not what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Why it,
he said don't get expelled.
No, I'm not saying.
They set realistic expectations.
Me personally, my dad knows me, and he knows that like first class isn't really out of reach for me. So it wasn't really a sense of you must bring first class. It was more of like, how is school? You first ask, you know, you first like butter you up, how is school? You ask all those silly questions, and then you'll be like, oh, so what's your current CGPA? Mm-hmm. So if, for example, it's like, okay, I'm still in second class upper, you'll be like, oh, is there any reason? Like, questions like that, is there any reason? Is there anything disturbing you? If you're like, oh, no, then just be like, okay, you can try harder. Like,
that's what I just said. It's words of encouragement. Yeah.
But so, you guys were like, if you have expectations, don't say it.
But you were saying, no,
that's when I said approach now matters. You understand? Okay. So approach actually, see, if some parent attacks you,
mm-hmm.
you think the world is coming to an end. So approach really, it matters a lot. So words of encouragement would actually go a very long way. You as a child, you will remember the words.
I'm not saying it's not your child. If your child is one stubborn goat, God should forgive me. And you know your child and you know for yourself that your child is stubborn and they only respond to threats. But if you know your child is somebody that's okay with words of encouragement, they really blossom and they really flourish. Use that.
Mm.
It's all about knowing.
I feel like this stubborn goat method, like there's always something waiting for you at the front. Something bad happens at the end.
Like for the child.
Yeah. Or for both of them. For both of them.
Okay. Our next question is, what do you think are some of the common problems teens face when communicating with their parents?
Things?
Yes.
Blame.
Age. The age is too much. Wow. Like our parents, like the gap. In defense of their age,
really?
It's too far. Oh, no.
The way you say this, it's too far. It's a question.
Honestly. It's too far. Like,
really?
Look at it, like the way we communicate now.
So I think one of the problems is communication. Because when you talk about communication, there is a sender, there is a receiver. So mm-hmm. the point is, with David. My point is, will they be able to understand
age?
will they be able to understand what you're going through? So,
I feel like we always forget that our parents are humans.
Yes, they are.
They also had crushes. They were in teenage relationships. They were like. I don't know. I think we keep on forgetting that.
Okay, so when I say communication, mm-hmm. I'm not trying to narrow it down to just them understanding it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen some youth or teenagers out there communicate to their parents? Dad, and I have a boyfriend, and I have a girlfriend, and there is nothing you do about it. Me, your papa. There's nothing I'll do about it. You understand? So when I say communication, do you really know how to talk? And as a parent, can you actually listen?
Without judging.
You understand? Can you actually listen without judging?
Like, it's so sad.
So,
Something happened to me. And something very sad happened to me. And the first thing you say is, you too, why did you?
You understand?
Why did you? So, even if that comes later on, that should not be the first thing you say. You too, why did you do this?
Ask me what happened.
So communication is actually key. Yeah. Learn to, as a youth, as a teenager, learn to talk. And as a parent, please sit down to listen. Whatever your mm. child is saying.
What do you think is more on the parents listening? I think some because now,
but if you don't come out to talk to
parents, don't
they can't listen to teenagers.
Many teenagers, they don't talk.
They can't listen and to think, they can't. They can't. They are not witches. They can't listen. They can't read your mind.
Just as Chiso said, I hope I got your name right. Yes. So, I think there is always a first time to a thing. So imagine you talking to your, calling your mom, and you just, mom, this is what is going on with me. I think there's a guy I like in my class, and he's just amazing. At let's say 14, okay. Right? Let's say 14.
African and, parents will not accept that anyway.
No, come and that instance, your mama just para for you. What kind of thing is that? What I sent you to school to do and all that? At 17, now that was at 14, right? Mm-hmm. At 17. You will still not tell her if you have a boyfriend.
You think that can lead, that situation you brought, that can lead to, let's say the girl now gets pregnant and she takes the child out without telling her parents? You
it's possible. It's very possible. Because, see, that is actually the first. Yeah. Because fear has actually been...
If that fear was instilled in her when she was 14 to prevent her having a boyfriend, would she get pregnant?
If what?
If that same fear was instilled in her when she was 14, when she came to talk, would she be pregnant? Like, I'm sorry, what I understand from what you said is, what if she gets pregnant when she was 14, right?
Do you know that what we fear attracts us? See, that's the way they run away from, especially fear, is after you.
You run faster than you.
So that thing you are running away from is actually running after you. So, and these things we are talking about, sincerely speaking, we are humans. See, this pregnancy of a thing, she can get pregnant. Forget anybody if you get belly.
At 17.
So even with the fear, she can actually still get pregnant. And that's not actually fear. let's be sincere. That's not actually fear. That's not fear.
No, for me, in that case, like I said, my parents, once you're older, it's fine. So at 14, obviously.
What's your old? What?
I think 17 is still too.
No, no. Like, you know what I said about as you grow old, that's when you start doing things. Like when I was younger. Mm. So if I'm 14, coming to my parents, actually, do you know the funniest thing? I remember vividly, I was in SS2. And then as a joke, I told my mom, how would you feel if I had a boyfriend? And then she told me that she wouldn't have a problem with it. But the only thing is, she expects that she can trust me.
You have a cool mom there.
No.
Cool mom.
Let me tell you something. I don't know if there's any parents watching out there, but let me give you a tip for something my parents did that now that I'm older, I see it. Like, things that can lead your children astray. For example, now, the first time I ever drank alcohol, it was my mom that gave me. And I was literally, I think, 11 years old or 12 years old. Guess what?
Police.
Because I... oh my God, you guys, calm down. Because guess what? When I now got to like SS2, when everybody was like drinking, they'll be sneaking out to drink. It did not faze me. Because I've done it. Like, I did not feel like, oh my God, something I've never done. Do you get? Because they themselves, they like, I don't know, they kind of like, they exposed it to me in a controlled manner. So it's better than you being exposed to it in an uncontrolled manner where, like, you just, like, do it anyhow. So that's something that, now that I'm older, I literally, one time I called my mom and I told her, I said, mommy, I noticed something you did when you were raising us. And she admitted to it. It was, like, things like this. Instead of your children seeing it outside and be like, oh, my God, I've never done this. They find it so... Then they start doing it at your back. I don't know.
Okay,
I feel like...
So should we, because we want our kids to, you know, not to be carried away by the things out there, should we now introduce them to you?
In a controlled manner.
Controlled manner.
For example, in the issue of, like, let's say sex or something like that, now introduce, like, talk to them about it. Sex education.
I was
instead of them finding... It's subject to your child, actually. Because me, my mom, she raised me such a, like, Like, I don't know how they did it, but I just see myself as a responsible person. I don't know if I'm twisting my own horn, but like, I don't know. So like, once they introduce you to the concept of sex, there's no guy that will come and tell you outside that, oh, if you're having period cramps, I need to sleep with you for your period cramps to go. Just stupid, stupid. And it's the fact that some girls actually believe it. Yeah. Like,
so sorry, your dad had a conversation with you when you were doing about sex?
Not my dad.
Okay.
Not my dad.
So you guys even had the conversation?
No. It wasn't like a sit-down conversation, really. It was like, she may just bring it up.
I've always avoided it.
Or something. Really? Your parents avoided it?
Just walk out when your mom just...
Not even my parents. My parents have never even gone there.
Thank you. I'm just.
Whenever I hear it anywhere,
I'm just amazed. Never. They don't talk. They never. Did not till now. Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe now when I now share some things with my mom.
That's I feel like when you know where you come from, you know how you. Cause me, I have strict dad. Like I know what my dad will not take, and I cannot do it. You cannot tell me okay because your dad is strict. Your dad is very disciplined. Mm-hmm. You will not start going outside because he does not let you go outside. I feel like, as I said earlier, life is choice anyway. Everybody has the path they want to go to.
I don't think having...
let me ask you something. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's fine.
The reason you're not doing these things, you know that your dad is strict. Is it because you know your dad is strict or because you know there are consequences to your action?
Well, at my early stage in secondary school, the reason I was not doing there was because, oh, I know that my dad is strict and it's going to kill me. But now I feel like if I do these things now, can my life go bad? Yeah? Like my life is poor.
So at this point, is your own personal choice.
Yes.
So I actually think having a strict or disciplined, I really don't think that should be an excuse to be irresponsible.
Many of them are.
However your life turns out to be, it is you. Because at the end of the day, they won't be there.
But they'll be blamed.
I'm sorry. Okay. And I don't know. I think we all still have our both parents alive.
Yeah.
If none of them did, nobody is there to be blamed. All blame is on you.
Because you can see some trolls on Instagram. Your mother did not train you well. Your father did not train you well. And those parents are sitting at home. They are collecting stray bullets.
I don't think anybody. I actually don't think anybody on earth can say that to my parents.
But there's something that somebody says that I like. As a child, you're a sponge and you soak up things like your ideas, your opinions, your beliefs, everything. Mm. You soak it up from your environment as well as your parents. Mm. So whatever you form, it's as a result of the things you've gone through or the people you've been with. So that's why blame goes to parents. Because as a child, they know nothing. Everything they know or like... the way they turn out to be partially is because of you. Right. So that's the reason for the blame.
Yeah, I
don't like the blame is like wrongfully put.
I'm not saying it's wrongfully put. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is, now if your papa did, abi your mama did, then go blame them. If they know they, now you. So at the end of the day, it's still you.
I saw something on Instagram. Do you think, let's say, a child, your father and mother, they are not together. You think when that child grows up, that child will want to also have that not staying with the wife for a very long time?
I don't think so. That's a very, very subjective thing. No.
I think so.
He's very...
Because that's what he grew up with.
It's possible.
Yes,
it's very possible.
It's very possible.
But at the same time, it can make you detest cheating because you may be seeing the pain maybe your mom is
going
through.
That will come from the girl's side, not from the man's side. Because the guy will be like, I don't see my papa now.
So basically, you're saying, Jiggas.
It's very possible. Do you know now to infants that are just coming up, even us that are still growing in our youth, and we tend to, adopt what we see and what we hear when it has to do with our parents, you understand? Mm-hmm. So, that which the child grew up to see and to know, they might actually think that's the norms. Grew up in a single home where your father is just the only one there and he just comes and wants a wife with one woman, you understand, as a guy. You just grow up Like from 11 to 15, that's the norm.
Single mom, I'm like, okay. I'm not
so and
married.
That
my
is and so and that is where other factors now comes in. That is because I still feel we are still kind of responsible for whatever, you know, outcome we get in life. Because parenting is not the only factor that, you know, influences us. What about friends? What about church? What about mosques?
That's the thing.
What about work? You understand? What about school? You think what?
Our parents should choose our friends.
Choose our friends.
Yes.
No.
I don't think they can.
I don't think so.
No.
What is your dad's
No. I'm not saying it's bad though. Mm. It's very. It's very possible.
Okay. To choose your friends. So they really like a picture like... out. They do.
The same way matchmaking works. They just look at that. This girl will be okay for my son. You understand?
That's the reason. There's a reason it's an outdated practice. You know that, right?
Huh? No.
It's not outdated.
It's not.
At some point.
No, I'm talking about like actual professional matchmaking. You bring your data in, your information, and you do background check.
It happens.
Yeah, but it's not as like rampant as it was
before,
back then.
Yeah,
that's why I
say
outdated.
But you love an arranged marriage. Let's say the man has plenty money. Hell.
Really?
That is very dangerous.
Really, to be very honest. Why would I trade money for happiness?
You can be happy now.
Not happiness, bond. The question was bond over money, not happiness.
Okay.
So don't try to do that. See, you guys, you're ready to attack me. Calm down.
Okay. What are some activities that you think could help strengthen family bond?
Family.
Do picnic.
Hmm?
You do color themed picnic.
Sorry, African parents.
Go to the kitchen and cook.
Family.
Okay, yeah,
actually,
bond.
Actually,
baking.
Wait, what? Why did you not do this thing?
Yes, that's my problem.
Is that bond?
My mommy, you actually missed those days. So today, my mommy makes me eat shopping. Anytime me and my mom go out to buy something. Me, Rayo.
Okay, people that don't understand you, but
she's saying, hurry up. But me, I don't have time. Like, you know, people, they'll be like, retail therapy. I don't relate to that. Because to me, shopping is like a thing of stress. It could have been something for me and my mom to bond girlish things together and go shopping. It was not, though.
You're talking about an outside country.
I think there are some things that families can engage in that can, you know, bring about bonding.
Like?
And one of them is... Okay. I have a thing in mind, but I don't know how, you know, Gen Z these days. Yeah, how Gen Z? I don't know how we would take it. So there was a time my dad was building his he had a project. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he took all of us to that site. Mm-hmm. We all worked.
You worked.
Prince, it worked.
Thank you. Labor. I'm very serious, and it was fun.
Different forms of bonding.
You understand? It was fun. Really, it was fun, and because he actually drove. From Ilorin to Gumosho. So we had a lot of time to ourselves. We went out to eat afterwards. We talked, even though most of the conversation he did not get himself involved. Mm-hmm. He was just listening, and once in a while we just say. You people should stop. You people, am I surveying anymore? Stop saying something like that. We continue driving. You understand? So, my mom was not there though. But there are some, you know, that kind of activities. You know, just go out. You know, have a family time. There are some family that every weekend what they do is to eat pounded yam. Not pound though. Pounded yam. They will pound. Where two or three people would they will now be doing shifts. I've done enough, you come. So there's really some, and there are some little things that they can actually do too. We all have preferences, so everybody might not sit down to watch the same show.
So it's not only physical labor that can
No, I'm not saying it's
food. No, that's my
I'm just
going
saying.
Going
yeah, 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 I'm just saying.
He said that they went
that's
out
why
to work.
That's why I said Gen Z before I started because most people would not like to do such. Walking. I'm just saying, not labor per se. We just had to do some things. And I remember if I'm from a family where we all sing.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all got that from my mom. Every one of us, we sing. So at home, we just, you know, we just sing.
Aww.
We just sing. And when you hear a mistake, you throw stones. It's in this. You are not singing. You understand? You're not singing the right thing. You just from there. So little things actually can help with bonding. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that... Do you agree with what he said, or you want something? You want something?
I agree.
I don't think she agrees with the labor thing, but it's fine.
But mine is it's maybe because of where I'm coming from. Because our own, how our bonding starts is from Chris. From like bad things lead to the good things. Like when things are just happening and just look at ourselves like, I don't tire. We start talking and talking. Our own bonding is talking.
Life experiences.
So it's not like deliberate. Like you go
deliberate.
Out of your way.
No, we don't go out of any way. We are the way. From experience, we just start talking.
To you. Do you think African parents they can sit with their kids and watch Netflix?
Which Netflix? For where?
Netflix and chill, nah. You put duvet on the floor. What's
not possible? Which movie now?
Nah? It's not possible.
It's possible for Gen Z moms.
No. Gen Z, leave those moms.
My mom now. If our payment runs, she's the first thing I'll call. Hello, when are you going to do? Because my mom watches now. She watches K drama a lot.
You see, this it depends on how it starts.
Jesus,
it does not start well. You can't just expect it.
Guys.
Actually, because you're right. Because when we're younger, that's what we do.
That's what
we
that
always
there
stay
was,
together.
There was okay. Now, there's no. I don't even have the time to watch movies with them because they are not here. They are not in Lagos. But there were times where we just, you know, put on a show, we'll be watching, and a kissing scene.
Oh my God, come so up. Uncomfortable.
That instance, you have to disappear from that shit. You have to
You just have to find something.
You and just take. Because they will look for a way to look at you.
My mom always does that.
Beside that, you understand. Like, are you really watching that? Are you really watching that scene?
So maybe now.
There were times where you can't just say, maybe you're talking to someone, you just say, I love you too. In the presence of me, I'm not talking, I don't know about your parents. My parents, I love you too.
You can lose
how?
Your
but now,
like that.
At
your life.
At this age.
Your life. No, that's where I'm going. What do you mean, age?
No, like at this stage of your life, if you like,
yeah, that's where I'm going. But now, they can't actually.
Okay. I thought you were talking about right now.
No, not now. I said,
they'll give you side eye.
You understand?
Give me that.
But before, you can lose your life. You can just by saying I love you to you. Who are you loving to?
Who are you loving?
Is that Jesus? Who are you loving to?
Okay. What type of bond do you want to have? What type of bond do you think you can have?
Okay, personally, there was this thing we used to do, me and my family. Every May, Children's Day, because that's my mom's birthday, and every December, we have like family vacations. Not necessarily outside Nigeria, just like in Lagos. Because my mom really loves like seaside and stuff. So we'll go to a resort. That was what we used to do. It became kind of like a tradition. But then everybody like started working and stuff, so we kind of stopped. On paper, that could seem like a really good idea for bonding, right? But now that I think about it, my dad was never really there because he was always working. So it was, if you just come for like the day, you not stay for the night and you just go.
Man.
So like, it made me like bond, because now I look back at pictures, we all like reminisce together, nostalgia and stuff. It was nice, but I don't feel like it's ever complete if one person is missing.
Yeah.
So as much as you want to do bonding, let everybody be there. Let everybody be present. Not just that you could be there and be on your phone. Be present. So it does not matter what form of bonding you do. Like, be present in the said bonding. That's really just why
it's about the less privileged that cannot
travel. Okay, and stuff like that.
The what?
What should they less privileged that cannot travel? Like she said, travel, go on vacation. Okay, what should you do?
So I said, no matter what the bonding you're doing, it can be watching a movie, it can be people sitting there in the dark, no lights, young can do. That has happened to me and my family. There was no lights, young can do. My mom would, one thing she used to do that was so cute, she would teach us songs from our like primary school that she remembers. Until today, I still remember them. It could be something small like that, just together time, alone time. Like you can bond with God, your alone time, bond. Read your Bible.
But many Gen Z now, they don't want to even sit with their parents.
Why won't you want to sit with?
Really?
I understand.
On their phone. Like everybody's always on their phone.
I mean, there's a reason. If there's somebody that is like so fun, anytime you talk to them, you're having so much fun. Would you rather be on your phone in that particular situation?
But is it every time?
That's what I say. Once in a while, parents do. They do. Trust me, they don't have time for that. So every single time. If you can give me value and you can give me fun,
every single time as a parent, bond with your child every day.
Every chance you get.
Yeah. Yeah. So that the child will not go outside and look for love.
Not every day.
That is where I'm going. See, there is something I notice about, let me say, people generally. Mm-hmm. When you don't walk into a meeting, an official meeting, and the next thing you're doing is
your phone.
Because you know the meeting is very, very important. Mm-hmm. So there are times where you just be with your parents and all you just do is to just look at each other and to just talk.
Yes.
Because phone can actually be a distraction. I mean,
what if you literally have nothing to talk about? Like me and my daddy, I'll call him. Sometimes, oh my God, this is so sad. But literally plan things just to, because I'll check and we call the call and I'll see how many minutes we talk for. I'm like, Kishi, you talk to your dad for 2 minutes. For 1 minute and that's it. But what if you literally have nothing to talk about?
You can. I think Gen Z's have the. Let me see. We as children actually we can actually because they don't have time to think deep. Now money. So but we can actually think deep and come up with things to discuss with our parents, and I'm just begging you. Just be conscious of what you are going to tell them, and don't. If you go and tell them I think everybody knows their parents. Yeah. You know what you can share with them. You know what you can share. That is why you could tell your mom that mom, what would happen if I have a boyfriend at 14?
It was just a risky.
No. I'm just saying. I'm just saying you could, like, and she was so cool with it.
She trusted me because she knows the type of person.
Jesus.
if someone else
should do that, guy. So I think you know your parents. You know what you can release to them, and
yeah. Okay, this question, guy. This is my biggest question. Mm-hmm. Why is there a common stereotype that pastors' kids are sports, when in reality, are they not often held to a higher standard of behavior and expected to be role models, given their parents' profession and position in the community?
I'm sorry, people think pastors shouldn't have spoiled.
Yes.
Spoiled.
Really?
Like, what do you mean by spoiled?
Like financially spoiled or wayward.
Wayward.
Really?
Yes.
Well, me, at a point in my life, I was a pastor's child. So, from my own experience...
Your dad is a pastor.
He was. Then, Redeem had this rule of if you're in... Because my dad is a medical doctor. So, they had the rule that if you're a medical doctor, you can't be a pastor. So, you have to stop. So when I was younger, it was a pastor and I was a pastor's child. I don't consider myself as wayward.
So you have not seen a situation where
I'm not saying I've not. I'm not saying that. The thing is, it's the same thing. Pastor's child, though, extremely strict parents. You restrict them.
Like pastor's child, they have a lot of expectations.
Just put on them.
So I'm actually a pastor's child. My dad is a pastor. So one of the things that see, when people look up to you, not to look up to you and say, I'm trying to look like this person, they just expect you to do better. See, with that same eye they're looking to, using to look up to you, they are still looking for fault.
They're still looking
for fault. And sometimes they even see faults that are not even there. And just as she said, there is this common knowledge that pastors' kids, they are bad. Pastors' kids are bad. They are together. let me use the word badness, they are together like this. And I think it's just so wrong. It's just so wrong.
Isn't you can't... It?
Hmm?
Sometimes they're proven right.
No, calm. Mm-hmm. I can't just... Is it... Would you love it?
Mm-hmm.
Just as I'm looking at you now, mm-hmm. and I just look at you and say, guy, it is bad, gay. I just look like... What is wrong with you? you just look like a bad person. Were you asked love last night? Why are you looking like this? I don't think anybody would like such. So I don't think I would love anybody to look at me and be like, it is over for you. You are just wayward. You are just too wayward. And I think everyone should be, let me use the word loved. Because the expectation you are having on, they are humans as well. You understand? And I don't think, see, the same way you are looking, you are expecting much from them. Expect much from those that are not pastors.
Because
we are all going somewhere.
It's not completely, like you said, I'm agreeing with you actually. One thing people used to do to me when I was younger, because they used to think I was like uncool. Like, they'll literally sing circular, like, I don't say circular song, maybe like Davido's song, mm-hmm. and they'll be laughing. They'll be like, well, I bet you don't know it. Like, stuff like that.
Hmm.
As somebody with like a weak mind or like weak will, you want to prove them wrong. And that's not what will lead you to do the things you don't do. Mm-hmm. You'll be like, oh, you guys want a bad girl, I'll give you a bad girl. That kind of thing could happen.
Maybe that's why they grow up to become wayward, these pastors' children.
Maybe. I think people just and it could also them. It could target, also be...
Yeah, pastor's child.
I feel like...
And you need to understand
when
that...
When you lack something, like the more you lack it, the more you want it.
Yeah, you need to understand that... It's not just... Yeah.
He wants us to drink the drink.
I'm fine, actually.
No, he said we should drink the drink. But
we can't...
I'll shake the mic.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so what I want to say is that it's not just people that are looking onto pastor's child, pastor kids, or even pastors anyhow. The devil is also looking for you. The devil is running, is looking for you. The devil is actually looking for them. So because the devil understands that when they fall, a lot of people will be drawn out from the church. Not that a lot of people will leave the church. Not that the congregation would maybe reduce or something. That's not what I'm saying. Their art, you understand? Yeah. Their art would be if, and it's actually true. If Chiso now, I'm sorry. If Chiso and I are friends, and he knows me to be a cool person. When I say cool person, I'm not wayward. Yeah, let me say that. I'm not wayward. And because he thinks I'm not wayward, he's also keeping up to that kind of attitude, that kind of life. And he just noticed that one day, I had a smoke. Jesus will never forgive. He will just be like, this guy.
Hypocrite.
You understand? Like, this guy.
I see myself from
I was, you get it. You get it. And because the devil is also, looking. The devil will not bring down someone that can bring down one person. You bring down someone that can bring down like 10,000. What is wrong with you guys?
Word.
You understand? So you will not bring down someone that can bring down just one person. If because I'm not saying pastors' kids are influential here or they have influence. That's not what I'm saying. But they kind of because they have a lot of people that are looking up to figure, them. You understand? They are like not public figure per se, but they are like okay. Figures. You understand? They're like figures. Yes, church figures.
Spiritual figures.
Yes. Yeah. So devil is actually looking and they I don't want to go into temptations now. I don't want to go into temptations now. The temptation you get as can I use the word normal?
Normal what?
Yeah, like a normal person, like a normal child. Compared to being a pastor.
Child,
okay,
yeah.
So is you can't compare it with what a pastor's child gets. And most pastors' son or child that I know are musicians. Yeah. And girls are attracted to musicians. I don't know if you guys know that.
So what are you trying to say?
I'm not saying you can't. I'm not, I didn't even say no. So no.
Because you mentioned your pastor's child. You also deduction. Mentioned that you sing.
Calm. That's so not where I'm going. Okay. I want you to understand something. Mm. So like the temptation that they face is kind of on the eye side.
Aww.
You understand? It's, so I'm you face telling temptations. You guys. So pastor's child out there, take art. Eh?
Special temptation.
We will finish well. We will finish well. Just hold fast. And you people should stop looking up to them as if they are angels. I mean, they are humans as well. Most pastor's child actually need your words of encouragement than you can ever think of. So call them, encourage them, talk to them.
That can go in two ways, oh. Because from your angle, you can see it as, oh, they're talking to the children. As the child, they can see it as you're judging me, you're scrutinizing
pastor's child, as in a not a.
I know. Mm. Imagine you somebody one of those we call as pastor's children. You call them nosy church women. Imagine one of them calls you. Come, I want to talk to you. Mm. From your perspective, you're not seeing it as, oh, they're trying to be so nice, yeah. So helpful.
I understand.
They're doing busybody.
Yeah.
So it's always like, look,
I
at
feel like
from,
the approach
matters.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think out of 10 people, 7 people will do busybody. Right. It's, so the 3 people might actually
nine.
Be sincere.
Yeah,
so,
9.
So please. So pick those 3 people out of the 10. Yeah.
So we are saying 80% or 50% of pastors, children, are not sports. Or 50% are sports.
Jesus.
I can't even determine this percent.
Yeah.
So let's just be saying.
Yeah.
If the shoe fits.
Okay, yes. So what do you think of those times when parents suddenly switch up and act more understanding than usual?
It's a trap.
Is that a trap? They have been trapped.
Not really. Thank God I'm a different perspective from you guys. Thank God. So you guys first talk.
You guys talk.
So you guys think it's a trap?
It might be, actually.
Just weird.
They just switch up from their normal self.
Let me share a personal story with you guys. Let me share with you guys. Basically, when I was younger, my dad would wake up by like 5. And go to work and come back by like 8, 9. I'll be asleep by then. So literally, I had like no close relationship. So it was when I was in like SS2, all of a sudden, or SS1, my dad just called us. He told us to write an essay. What do you think of your dad? He started doing family trips, started doing sitting down moments, created family group chats. It was so sudden because as somebody that did not have a close relationship with her family, with her dad.
Maybe he saw something.
On social media.
Me, I feel like he finally realized, although it was a bit late, a bit too late, he finally came to the realization that he does not actually have a very good relationship with his children.
So it's not always a trap.
It's not.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're just genuine. Yeah.
But
they
if
just
it is,
really want
if
to
it is,
know you.
If it is too sudden, and they just be like, you just notice that, you know, that
just
switch.
Off,
you just notice it. And if it is, if it has to do with relationship, my dear, it is a trap. Mm-hmm. If it has to do with relationship and it is sudden, it is a trap.
But I feel like another
you
thing
can,
to know if it is a trap is if it's just like a one-off thing.
You understand.
Yeah. Just the one-off just thing.
So your dad actually
like
sustains that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yes,
so
yes,
if
yes.
It might be a trap. If you fall, rise.
From my experience,
you can fall, but
to
rise.
It was a genuine interest.
Okay, we've come to the end of this episode. So please, parents, have good relationship with your kids.
I beg.
Please.
I beg.
And Gen Z, please, don't be too scared to talk to your parents.
Open up.
If you are going through anything.
Be respectful, I beg.
Open up.
It might be discouraging.
Don't go and tell that friend that will lead you astray. Don't go and tell that AI that will give you what is.
Yeah, I care.
People actually care.
Who needs a Nokia?
And it's actually so sad.
Yeah. If you ask AI 2 times 2, may tell you 10. Don't ask AI for anything.
Like,
it might even be accurate, but what about because where words are coming from? Words are coming from a source. So as I'm talking to you, if I vex for you, you go know. So if I'm picking that word from a source where it's just loving. So when you talk to a friend, it the friend replies in love and, you know, in affection, you would know. And AI get affection. AI they feel. So talk to him as a big.
But they also like
especially our African parents just have good relationship with us. We need love. Yeah. Everybody needs love. Yeah. So please, guys, don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. Please subscribe.
Please subscribe, guys. If you want to see more.
A big.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Thank you.